This week, we're looking at how the White House is reshaping legal immigration. Yesterday, we heard from Muzaffer Chishti, an attorney for the Migration Policy Institute, who told us he's concerned about the tightening of restrictions for legal immigrants over the last couple years.
One of the great things about our immigration, frankly, has been is that we have welcomed family. We have been diverse in the number and in the types of people we pick. And that diversity, I think, is in jeopardy.
Well, in his remarks about immigration policy and his justifications for certain immigration-related decisions, President Trump has frequently cited data from a group called the Center for Immigration Studies. That's a think tank that advocates for lower levels of legal immigration and has significant influence in the Trump White House. Jessica Vaughn is director of policy studies at the center. She's advised the White House on immigration issues and joins us now. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you.
So when you look at the big picture on legal immigration, the White House is advancing an agenda that includes reducing the refugee admissions cap, slowing down visa processes, and denying more visas to many immigrants, high-skilled immigrants and lower-skilled immigrants. And now these proposed changes to the public charge rule. Is it fair to say that your group, the Center for Immigration Studies, that these changes line up with what you believe?
Well, yes, those changes are important for a variety of reasons, not only because of so much fraud and abuse in our immigration system and because of difficulty in managing the workload, but these changes are not going to significantly reduce the overall levels of legal immigration, which is really the biggest problem with our immigration system. And the other problem is that our current legal immigration system distorts our labor market and causes problems for American workers. So these changes really are tweaks around the system when really what we need is a more fundamental overhaul of our legal immigration system to match our national interest and be more modern because we are a more modern society than we were back in the 50s and 60s when this system was created.
So you think that the Trump administration is not going far enough in reducing legal immigration?
That's right. We need to take a look at our legal immigration system. We're now bringing in more than 1 million people every year. And while the administration has reduced refugee numbers, that is a small part of our immigration system. The biggest part is the family immigration system, which represents about 2/3 of the total of that 1 million people who come every year. People who are coming in on the basis of skills or a job offer, that category represents only about 14% of our legal immigration system. Our research shows that that's out of whack with our national needs.
What do you mean by that? What are our national needs that would be served by not having so many family members be able to come in easily, legally?
Well, as I mentioned, the numbers of people that we're getting are distorting the labor market because of the fact that we have a largely family-driven immigration system. That means the people we are admitting are coming in just because they're related to someone who came before. And that means that we are getting a disproportionate number of immigrants who are going to be consigned to accepting jobs with lower wages. They are depressing wages and displacing that share of the American population that for whatever reason hasn't had access to higher education and is also needs to find work in those skill sectors, or I should say really low skill sectors of occupations. And, this is a vulnerable group of Americans who are challenged more than they need to be in the labor market.
So you're saying you think that if we weren't bringing in people who would take these low-skilled or low-paying jobs, that Americans would step in to those jobs?
Absolutely. We've seen our labor force participation rates right now are very low. But more importantly, what we would see is if we moderated levels of immigration, particularly family immigration, it would likely result in better wages and working conditions for everybody who is working in those fields. For example, wage rates in construction and the hotel and restaurant industry and manufacturing, those have not grown in 20 years. And one of the reasons is that many of the immigrants that we've admitted over those years have worked in those sectors. And so it keeps people's earnings artificially suppressed.
And you think that's the only reason for that, though? I mean, there are many reasons why earnings have been suppressed in many different fields.
Of course, you know, globalization has something to do with it, and certain, you know, regulation and certain other things. But immigration is something that we can control at the federal level.
What do you think is the right number of legal immigrants that should be coming into the U.S. every year?
There's no magic number, but I would suggest that people take a look at the Jordan Commission report from the mid-1990s that found that if we did away with, for example, the visa lottery and some of the extended family categories of immigration and cut back in a number of programs, immigration could come down to more along the lines of 500,000, 700,000 people a year, which would be a significant reduction and ease some of these labor market distortions that we found. We could cut out a lot of fraud, and that would also bring the numbers down.
Isn't it bigger, though, than a policy? Isn't this sort of part of our DNA going back to the beginning of this country? Give me, you're tired, you're poor. That immigration is just part of what makes this country what it is.
Well, I think all Americans cherish our tradition of immigration, and many people are the descendants of immigrants. And so we want to have immigration, but we need to look at our policy to make sure that we're bringing in immigrants who are going to be self-sufficient, who want to become Americans. And just like all other policies evolve with our national needs, immigration should be no different. There's no reason to stay on autopilot.
Are you concerned that by getting more restrictive in legal immigration in this country, that there will be effects such as some of the highly skilled immigrants who may come in to do important research or work at a tech company are going to decide that the process is becoming too difficult and maybe they can't bring their spouse over to the United States with them because of changes to how easy it is for family members to get in? And then they decide, you know what? We'll go to Australia, we'll go to Canada, we'll go to Europe instead.
Well, anyone who comes in on a legal visa or gets a green card can always bring their spouse and their minor children with them. That's not going to change, and that shouldn't change.
But the process is getting more difficult for a lot of people.
Well, one of the reasons that the process is getting difficult is because there has been so much fraud and abuse in that category that now the Trump administration has tightened the procedures, and that preserves the legal immigration system for everybody. I mean, there's no point in having rules for legal immigration if they're not going to be enforced and people can just ignore the rules or break the rules. If we can transform our visa, our employment visas and green cards to focus on merit, education, skills that people have, job offers, ability to speak English, lots of things that ways that we can screen people that would make our employment-based system a truly merit-based system rather than one that just is to the benefit of employers in certain sectors. That would be a really positive reform and I think would be true to our goal of trying to bring the best and the brightest immigrants who want to come here.
But I imagine that there are a lot of listeners who are hearing you say that and they're thinking, well, wait a minute. If you cut legal immigration almost in half in this country, who is going to, pick the vegetables in the fields? Who is going to be a home health care aide, which is, more than 23% of them, nursing aides born outside the United States? There are so many jobs that are not in the high skill, merit category you're talking about that would have a difficult time finding the employees that they need to fill them.
Well, I think a lot of those jobs would be done by Americans as they are today. There really is no such thing as a job an American won't do. And we have millions of people, especially people who didn't finish high school, didn't get to go to college, who've actually dropped out of the labor market. And a lot of these jobs, honestly, American workers don't even find out about them because the recruiting to fill these jobs takes place, outside where American workers would go to find jobs.
As you know, there are a lot of Americans who believe that the president's immigration policies are racist. What do you say to that criticism?
I don't think that the president's policies are racist at all. The president is working to implement an immigration system that works for Americans, works for the legal immigrants who are already here, and one that enforces the rules so it's fair for everyone who qualifies.
That is Jessica Vaughn, who is Director of Policy Studies for the Center for Immigration Studies, which advocates for lower levels of immigration and also advises the White House on the issue. Jessica, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And again, we heard a very different view on the show yesterday. You can find that conversation at hereandnow.org. Tomorrow, we'll hear from people who are affected by President Trump's policies around legal immigration, a university official who says her school is struggling to get the international faculty it needs, and an entrepreneur who chose Toronto over Silicon Valley because of Canada's simpler immigration process.